This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendover. My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of all the guests that I've had on the program since 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit spingolaspeaks.info for links and files. One of our very talented listeners established the site to augment information not found elsewhere. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Eleanor White, and she is going to tell you about a special kind of warfare. Her website is stopos.info. That is stopos.info. Eleanor, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Deanna, and thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for putting out the information that you do, and for all the work that you put into what you're doing. I mean, it's amazing. And you have a new booklet, and it's called Electronic Assault Technologies. You're also the author of Organized Stalking.
That's right. In fact, that's why you invited me on, is when I notified you about the new booklet. Since the Aaron Alexis matter became public knowledge and his cryptic inscription on his shotgun saying, this is my ELF weapon, there's been quite a bit of interest in just what ELF weapons are. And since there are lots of weapons involved with electronic assault, and because other show hosts and even targets tend to get confused when they're on the air because there are so many of them and they have their own characteristics, I put together a booklet called Unscrambling Electronic Assault Technologies. And this is available for the public, and a good part of my motive was to make it available to show hosts as well. So when this is discussed, people can easily unscramble these technologies one from another.
Okay, and people can get that book. I have it. I have a link to it on my website on today's date, and it's a PDF file. And I hope that people will go to the website, spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, and go to today's date and download that.
Right. Well, that's the result of 33 years' experience as a target. So it's taken a while to collect all that stuff, but it's there.
Well, tell us, give us some descriptions, some definitions of ELF and electronic harassment and some other things for those people who aren't aware of what you're talking about.
Okay, just let me start out by saying that the crime, the overall crime, we call organized stalking and electronic harassment. And this crime is a blend of whatever the familiar crime of stalking, but updated and done differently. In the 1990s, quite a few anti-stalking laws proliferated among states and provinces in the U.S. and Canada. And so single stalking was kind of a risky venture. But what people inclined in that direction discovered is if they do it as a group, they can get away with it because the police consistently deny there is any such thing as stalking by more than one stalker.
Really?
And, yes. This is the other half of the stalking picture. In other words, the single stalking activism was pretty well answered by the stalking laws of the early 1990s. But when people went to report stalking by multiple stalkers, the police just shooed them away, said, no, go see a psychiatrist. And it's been like that ever since. And to make matters more urgent, the stalkers now have, as we all know, lots of electronic gadgets to make life hell for the target. These are silent, they work through walls, and the target really has no trace evidence. And that's what this booklet is about. It focuses on the many different technologies that have the potential for making life hell for somebody through their wall silently. And at the same time, if a target complains to the authorities about these weapons, they'll be told they need to see a psychiatrist.
Okay. Now, ELF refers to electromagnetic signals.
No, ELF is extremely low frequency.
Oh, okay. But it is it is electromagnetic signals, though. Correct?
Yes. Well, let me back up. Frequency can apply to either electromagnetic signals or to acoustic signals. And when the term ELF is used, it's virtually always talking about electromagnetic signals, like radio signals. Acoustics, the same low, very lowest frequencies in acoustics are called infrasound, the ones below the hearing range. So now ELF itself comes in two flavors. A pure ELF radio signal is down in the power and audio range. In other words, it's from just above 0 hertz or 0 cycles per second. Up through the audio spectrum, more or less. And unfortunately, different authorities on electromagnetic signals define ELF differently. Some don't even use it. So it's not a definite definition, but it generally means the lowest end of the radio spectrum and includes the very lowest frequencies, which your brain operates on, between 0 and 30 hertz. And then it goes up through 60 hertz, which is your AC power, and up to at least part of the audio spectrum, which is a few thousand cycles per second, a few thousand hertz. That's a pure ELF signal. Now, in terms of weapons potential, experimenters found out that they didn't have to use those very low frequency signals, which are hard to generate. And they can't be focused. So they went up into the radio and microwave range, which is anywhere from, say, a few thousand kilohertz all the way up to almost infrared. And they found that by pulsing a higher frequency signal at a very low rate, an ELF pulse rate, they could generate the same bio-effects, the same effects on the mind and body. But the advantage is that they could carry for much longer distance and they could be focused. And so when someone talks about ELF weapons, generally what they're talking about is a radio signal that's being switched on and off at a frequency that interferes with your bodily or mental processes.
Okay, so what kind of effects would this have on an individual? I know that we have had guests on the program before who have had sleep interruption and just all kinds of things, pain, physical pain, and burning sensations and that kind of thing. All right, we're on our first break. We will be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsor.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Eleanor White. Her website is stopos.info, and she has some PDF files that you can download there. And there's also... Go ahead.
Deanna, are you asking me?
I'm having... There's kind of an echo or something. I noticed ever since we've started the program, there seems to be some EH, actually.
Absolutely.
Have you noticed it or not?
This is very standard, this echoing thing. It often happens when our members go on the air anywhere. Anyway, you were asking about effects. One thing that makes it difficult to prove effects is that government and industry try very hard to avoid having things published that talk about the effects, the non-thermal effects. What that means is they will acknowledge that radio signals at high power levels can heat things, but in terms of causing other things, they won't do it because there's so much electronic equipment out in circulation now that if they acknowledged all the different effects, they'd have lawsuits all over the place and industries would probably go out of business. But anyway, we know for sure, based on our experience, that sleep deprivation is a major, major factor when it comes to being harassed electronically.
Really?
Oh, definitely. I went through a period when I was still working where for a couple of years I didn't sleep at all. I mean, they never gave me 1 second sleep. I just lay on the bed all night and rested enough to get through the next day. Now, you're not supposed to be able to do that, but apparently you can because it worked for me.
Wow.
Another thing that the electronic signals can do is if the pulsing is slowed down and it's aimed at you from hiding when you're at the workplace, they can force you into sleepiness and screw up your ability to hold a job.
Wow. Well, tell us a little bit about your background. You're retired now.
Yes.
But what did you do before you retired that would enable you to talk about this? In addition to your experience, you have experience, work experience that would enable you to understand what it is you're talking about. I mean, you have a background. Your background is very helpful to what you say.
Yes. I'm an engineer by training and experience, and much of my working life, I worked in the field of electric power, and although that isn't terribly applicable to radio, I've been an amateur radio operator for almost 60 years now, and ham radio operators are licensed to build equipment, design and build equipment. We're not just restricted to using it. Although a lot of hams don't bother building stuff. So, but we are licensed to build stuff, and I did some of that. So, putting together the engineering training and experience using radio signals in the ham radio arena, I have a pretty good idea of what electromagnetic signals are capable of, and also what they're not capable of. And later in my career, we had the recession of 1982, and I went into computer programming and a little bit of digital electronics there. So I've had a bit of a number of different things. I'm not an expert in anything, but my opinion is well enough informed that I offer it as an opinion that should be at least looked at seriously.
Indeed, and you've worked with other people who have shared their experiences with you. And you've been working in this area for how many years?
Well, I've been a target for 33 years. I started doing I did local activism before I got on the internet in 1996, but 1996 is when I started doing significant amounts of activism, which was mainly attempting to educate the public about these crimes. And interestingly, I went to a lawyer and asked her what I should do to prepare for doing public activism because I anticipated difficulties with the authorities. And what she said is the first thing you need to do is get a private psychiatric evaluation, which I did. And I explained electronic harassment in great detail to the psychiatrist. And after our interviews, she concluded I had no signs of mental illness. And that, by the way, I think that is something that other targets who want to do activism may want to consider doing, starting with a lawyer who can... See, lawyers can point out the doctors in any given city who are honest, upstanding professionals as opposed to some who are not so ethical. And so you stand a much better chance of getting a fair evaluation if you do it through a lawyer.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. One would not ordinarily think that a lawyer would be a good person to visit.
Well, it worked out for me. And most amazingly, I mean, this I consider a divine intervention. It turns out that this lawyer had actually represented an organized stalking government perpetrator, which was astounding. And so she knew immediately what I was talking about as soon as I started describing what was going on. And,
really?
And this fellow, apparently he tried to get out of it, and they didn't like that, just like the mafia doesn't like people getting out of the mafia. So they put him on false charges in the provincial hospital for the criminally insane. And it took her about 4 years to get him out, and under strict pledge that he say nothing at all about what he knows.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, to find a lawyer like that, that's really unusual, I'd say. And it's kind of, it's got to be God's intervention as far as I can see.
Sure. Now, you became a target. And why are targets chosen? What kinds of things would they do that would make them vulnerable to this kind of activity?
Well, basically, my guess is that 70% of targets, and I'm one of them, do not know. We have no idea why we became a target. But targets who do know why they were chosen, they crossed somebody with powerful connections. For example, government or corporate whistleblowers, maybe a disputed inheritance, a hostile high-stakes divorce. You're a witness to crime, maybe. Even truth-telling talk show hosts. I know now of 21 Patriot broadcasters who have had some form of the treatment that we get. But I will say this, the broadcasters don't get the full shot, not even close. It's more like they're having a shot fired across their bow. And this is naturally because they don't want somebody with access to a microphone able to talk day in and day out about this crime.
Indeed. Okay. Now, would there be somebody who experiences some form of interference and not recognize it as such? But maybe they think, well, say for instance, they're having trouble sleeping at night, or they wake up at the same time in the middle of the night at the same time for days on end, or maybe they can't get to sleep. And maybe they just think, well, gosh, I must be having some temporary insomnia. Is that a possibility?
When I say we, our group of a few thousand who keep in touch by the Internet, we believe that most targets have yet to discover they are targets, because the policy of the perpetrators up to this point anyway is they always choose deniable methods of harassment. And so a lot of people just think they're experiencing a horrendous amount of bad luck.
Wow. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Our guest today is Eleanor White, and her website is stopos.info. Now, we do have a gentleman that listens to our program regularly who lives in Canada. He has cattle. He raises cattle, has a lot of land up there, and some of his cattle have experienced burn marks, internal organ damage, as if the cow had ingested some sort of caustic liquid, and other things. What could this be? A case of stalking or damage via those frequencies that you mentioned?
Well, you're talking about Werner Bock, and I've spoken with Werner, exchanged emails with him. As far as I'm concerned, yes, he's experiencing the same technology that the rest of us are. But the only thing is that they're going after his cattle as well. Let me say this, that there are a number of effects that we experience which cannot be done with commercially known technology. It appears that they, the stalkers are probably supported by government and have technology that's apparently classified and much more powerful than stuff you can get off the shelf. And so, yes, whatever Werner has reported, I would say that other targets have experienced things like that to their own bodies, just not as extensively as Werner. One of the amazing things is that toxic substances seem to be able to appear out of nowhere. And so when Werner reports that he's being gassed, that is within the apparent, and I'm saying apparent because I don't know how this works, the apparent capabilities of the advanced electronic harassment.
Okay, so as you indicate, a person may experience some of those same kinds of internal organ damage, or, but for instance, burns, such as Darlene Miles has experienced. Could they get migraine headaches, pain? What are the kinds of things might a person experience?
Well, my personal experience and that of quite a number of others is that pretty well anything that you can experience naturally, apparently, and I stress that word apparently can be induced artificially as well. Again, we do not know how all of these things are done. We know how some of them can be done, but not all of them. And so our only answer to that is, apparently, we have classified technology being used. We may be guinea pigs, in fact, for some of this.
Okay, what about someone like Mr. Steele, Edgar Steele? He had a heart attack. He was by himself. Could that have been some sort of a induced situation?
Well, again, I don't know how that could be done using off-the-shelf technology, although there has been some talk about certain types of pulse rates and a strong microwave signal being able to cause your heart to go into defibrillation, which could cause death. But I'm not really an expert on the internal biology of how electromagnetic signals interact with the body. My expertise is more how the transmitters work and what the signals themselves, how they behave. But when it comes to bio effects, I'm weak on that personally.
Okay. All righty. But you've talked to people who have experienced, like Werner, who have experienced situations with his cattle that were not explainable. I mean, he certainly takes good care of his animals, and yet they turn up dead and really very ill with internal organ damage that he has been able to autopsy them. And, I mean, this is just awful, awful stuff that he has had happen to him.
Yes, he mentioned the noses on his cattle being burned as well. That could be done with a microwave beam, of course.
Okay. All righty. So, getting back to your books, the most recent one, Unscrambling Electronic Assault Technologies, Help for Targets and Members of the Media. Why don't you take us through some of the information that you have in that book so that we can kind of get an idea of what people can do if they find that they are targets of this kind of abuse, this kind of warfare. It is actually warfare, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes, it's warfare. In fact, just let me say this. It appears to me that this is an accompanying program, along with many others, to implement the New World Order. That's what it appears to be. I make no claim that it is that as a fact, but it's certainly consistent with the type of thing that happens whenever there's a run-up to a dictatorship.
Of course. And when we look at other countries in which the government has been taken over, we see a lot of guns and killing and confiscation of food and that kind of thing. But in this country, I think that they have developed other techniques so that we don't notice right off, and it's more subtle. Would you agree with that? And perhaps this is part of it?
Yes. What this appears to be is a method of controlling the population quietly so nobody who is not involved gets upset. Probably until the day the full reality of the dictatorship is rolled out. And at that point, I would expect that these stalkers will probably start sporting uniforms. That's only a personal guess, of course, but that's what it looks like to me.
Okay. Would you consider that the lasers that policemen use now would be kind of an introduction to this kind of thing, so that people are used to policemen having weapons other than guns that they use to control.
Do you mean tasers?
Tasers. I'm sorry, laser. I said laser, but I meant tasers.
Right.
Yes.
Well, a taser is an electric shock device, and some of them require contact. Others will shoot a little dart at the suspect and with two fine wires and give the suspect a direct shock. Our technologies, the ones in the organized stalking arena, are quite a bit more sophisticated than that. They don't have wires. They don't require contact with the body. But they can do the same things, for sure.
Okay. And this is to control the population. And you mentioned that this has to be done by government. This isn't something that you can go to Radio Shack and say, I'd like to purchase something because I want to stalk someone. But this is something that governments have to participate in, and they do participate in, and in fact, they probably are the ones that are generating it, correct?
Well, I can't say that as a fact. What I do say is it appears that government is supporting these criminals. And one thing we can say as an absolute fact is that all levels of government are seamlessly covering up for the actual perpetrators. So they are participating at least to that extent. That's an objective fact, because time any target goes to government for help, they're always told to see a psychiatrist.
Okay, so the government, like they are heavily invested in corporations, so it could be that they are covering up for some sort of corporate surveillance and targeting?
Oh, absolutely. The corporations would be the ones who are furnishing the technology. And
okay.
By the way, just let me mention something when we're talking about government here. We have statistics from the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom regarding how many complaints their justice systems get from people complaining about organized stalking. And in all three countries, the rate is approximately the same, and that is one stalking complaint out of every eight is about stalking by a group as opposed to an individual stalker. So that's quite a few cases.
Indeed.
I don't know if your listeners are familiar with the National Center for Victims of Crime in Washington, D.C. This is a private partnership of the Department of Justice. In other words, a private group who is contracted by DOJ to provide educational services for various government agencies in order to assist victims of crime. Now, the NCVC...
Eleanor,
I'll wait on that.
Yeah, let's go to our break. We'll be right back, and you can continue after the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Eleanor White, and her website is stopos.info. And please pick up where you left off, and then I want to talk about some of the things in your book that you named, so we can just kind of go through this list of the things that they use.
Oh, okay. I was mentioning the National Center for Victims of Crime in Washington, D.C. By the way, apologies, my voice is really hoarse today. I'm having trouble speaking, so please give me an allowance on that.
You
anyway,
sound fine,
the
Eleanor.
NCVC in Washington, D.C. handle education of government agencies who in turn serve crime victims. And we have attempted to get them to include organized stalking in their educational material, and we've had no success. And one of our members, who is a lawyer, tried very hard and long, and eventually he got a statement out of them that they are receiving, and this is an exact quote, thousands of calls about organized stalking every month. So that gives you an idea of the scale of this problem.
My.
That's amazing.
I credit people like you for making this known, because otherwise I don't think people would know anything about it or be able to recognize it. But I think because of what you've been doing and all of your efforts, I think that people are now aware, because before you mentioned that oftentimes they think, well, it's just bad luck, a stroke of bad luck, or it's just a bad time or something that they don't even attribute to some external force. So,
that's quite true. And often people won't really wake up until they start entering search terms in a search engine and find the body of evidence that we have posted on the Internet. Then they said, oh, my God, this has been happening to me for 10 years. I thought it was bad luck.
Right. And I know that I've talked to people who have told me about this sort of thing. For at least, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And honestly, the first person that told me about this, I thought was, well, I wasn't, it was questionable to me. I thought they were nuts, to be honest.
Well, yes. I mean, it only makes sense when you look around at all of the other authoritarian programs that are in progress.
Exactly.
And when you line it up with all these other government crimes, it begins to look more and more feasible.
Right. And I think that when we consider, like, the microwave ovens have been available for at least from the 70s. I think the mid-70s is when they introduced those. And we recognize those as having a frequency that can do so many things. We know that microwaves are very dangerous. If you put a cup of water in a microwave oven, it would destroy the it wouldn't be living water anymore. After you zap it, it would be dead. So I think that so let's go over this list. It's on page 3 in your latest book, and
okay,
that latest
Deanna, so the listeners can follow. May I give the link to the booklet?
Sure, and it's also, the link is also on the radio schedule page, but yes, please go ahead and give the link.
Okay, the website itself is randomcollection.info, randomcollection.info, and then you make a /, and the file name for the book is OSEH-TECHS, that's OSEH-TECHS.PDF. The hyphen is the minus key on the computer. Keep that way you can follow along with us as we discuss the book itself.
Right, and that will also be in the RBN archives in the descriptions. So anyway, let's go over some of these things on this list. This is quite a list on page 3.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at it right now. I think there are something like 20 electromagnetic assault-capable technologies listed there. Now, it's very important for listeners to understand that there is some mythology floating around out there, and not everything that's discussed as a weapon is realistic in terms of organized stalking. Just let me give you one prominent example. Everyone talks about HAARP as an electronic weapon, and it may well be. By pulsing at a rate that will affect the mind, it's quite possible that lots of people could be affected by it. However, organized stalking isn't entire cities being affected. It's one person out of thousands being affected. And so HAARP is not a relevant technology in terms of organized stalking, even though it may have other uses, other negative uses.
Okay.
Also, it's important when you're going through any or in any discussion of electronic weapons to separate out in your mind those which use electromagnetic signals, which are basically radio signals or microwave or light, from acoustic signals, because there are different technologies and the signals have different properties altogether.
Okay.
And anyway, and on the first thing you come to in this book is a listing by name of the technologies that find their ways into conversations most often. And those which can actually do what organized stalking targets experience are shown in bolded type. And the ones which are talked about a lot but aren't really relevant are in unbolded, just plain type. Let me give you an example of something that's talked about a lot, but really isn't relevant. It's the Dr. Patrick Flanagan Neurophone. It has a very sexy name. It sounds like, this device can read and write to your nervous system. Well, it can write, W-R-I-T-E, it can write to the nervous system and transmit sound into your hearing sense by way of nerves in your other parts of your body. So it is interesting that way, but it requires electrodes that have contact with your body. So that means that it actually isn't a relevant weapon because we don't walk around with contacts attached to perpetrator assault equipment.
Right. Now, what if you had an RFID chip?
Well, RFIDs are interesting because they could theoretically be used to track people, and they may well be in some places. But the type of tracking that we experience seems to be a lot more intense. And, in fact, there was a private detective back around the turn of the century, 2000, named David Lawson from Florida, who, through his public service scanner, came across radio exchanges among the organized stalking perpetrators. And he eventually found out where they met, and he infiltrated them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So that's another thing that I lost track of our thread there. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, that is very interesting that, so we were talking about, RFID chips, and, this gentleman was able to infiltrate a group of people.
Yes. Oh, that's what I meant to say. In other words, we, according to David Lawson, targets are kept under, observation. So our RFID is not really necessary to track us. We are observed by perpetrators in shifts, keeping an eye on us.
Okay. And, now, you said that this can occur through walls and everything else, and that's what Darlene Miles also implies, that they can see your activities even through walls. Okay, we do have our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour with our guest today.